team together, and they play well together as a team, even with a bunch of no-names. They just are tough, they're disciplined, and they understand how to play the game of basketball as a team, not as individuals.
But I think it's the ghost of Magic Johnson that's actually winning
maybe
for
that
him.
Too.
He's put them
on
his back. And
you can throw that in there, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't really believe that.
No, come on. You have to. You got to believe in ghosts. And Magic
Johnson's
sits
out ghost. There
but
the,
Magic
the
Johnson
crowd
didn't have a ghost, does he? He's not even dead yet.
I don't know. I'll check.
Sam Ekstrom, do you think that the Spartans have a realistic, honest-to-God chance of beating Duke and getting to the national championship game?
I was texting with a friend who is follows Michigan State basketball far closer than I ever will. And he said he hasn't expected them to win any of the last three games, and yet somehow they keep on winning. They were underdogs against Virginia, underdog against Oklahoma, and then again against Louisville. So to go up against Duke, and obviously they're not going to be favored again. Once again, they're going to be the underdogs, but it's tough to not believe whatever happens to Michigan State nowadays, because they are such a march team. They've made the NCAA tournament 18 consecutive years. They've won 20 plus games 15 of the last 18 years. They've been to 13 Sweet 16s, 9 Elite 8s, 7 Final Fours. This is no intimidating place for Tom Izzo to be, and you know he's going to have his guys ready.
After the University of Virginia game, Sam, Izzo was actually on after the game talking a little bit about how he thought it went on the big upset. And he said, these guys surprised me. He said his team surprised me. He didn't know they had it in them. And they proved him wrong. I mean, he actually came out and said something like that. And now look where he's at. After University of Virginia, it gave them a new life that they never had. Even if it was what sparked them after they got beat by Iowa, there was something else that happened after that University of Virginia game, I think.
My favorite quote is what Tom Izzo said after the loss to the University of Minnesota, the Gophers, and you have this in your article at 105 The Ticket, Sam Ekstrom from Cold Omaha. Said, quote, if guys would do their blank job and do what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't have been in that position anyway. It's a sickening loss.
Yeah, and that was a wake-up call for Michigan State. That's why I think it acted as a springboard. They gave up 96 points, almost 100 points, to a Minnesota team that was going nowhere in the tournament. They didn't even make the NIT. They finished 6-12 in conference. They had an inexplicable foul down the stretch on a three-point shot. In fact, 2 3-point shots. They fouled the shooter, which just showed undisciplined play. There were a lot of doubters that doubted that Michigan State could go anywhere this year. So in a way, not only are they proving their coach wrong, like you talked about, superstar, but they're proving all these doubters wrong. Sports Illustrated had a story by Brian Hamilton that talked about how it was a down year for Michigan State, how he didn't have the faith that they had the talent this year to make a run, and yet here they are once again.
I'm telling you what, it's hard to pick against them. I've got Duke to be in the big game, but I asked Ben Holson before the show today. I said, I don't know if Duke can get past Michigan State. I really don't. I mean, defensively speaking, I don't know if Duke can hang with that Michigan State. They're a bunch of roughnecks.
And
Michigan State,
your guy on Duke is supposedly the best player ever to play college basketball, and the Timberwolves should draft him. I mean, how?
The problem is, Ben, you don't understand team play.
No, but in college basketball, especially college basketball, if you have a star, you can go a long way more than you can in any other sport.
I agree with that. However, they've got four guys out there most of the time around him who are not able to play defense with I think, the tenacity that Michigan State brings to the table.
Yeah. It's certainly going to be a low-scoring game.
Michigan State's playing really good defense right now. In the last 10 games, they've only allowed two teams to score 70 or more, and in both those games, it was overtime. So there was an extra 5 minutes at the end. They're playing really good brand of defense, again, since that loss to Minnesota, which has been kind of the tipping point for this Spartans team that really didn't have a signature win all season until the NCAA tournament.
Sure, but Sam, don't you think when you think of defensive teams, and especially the Final Four and the two Big Ten teams and whatnot, but when it comes to Duke and Michigan State, Duke plays some pretty stinking good defense themselves.
Yes.
It's going to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think you can expect a game in the 60s, definitely. And I'm not sure that Michigan State has a presence down low that can compete with he who must not be named. So
number one.
That's what I'm saying. That's the one guy that can do everything. defense,
no,
offense.
No, we can't.
You need backs into the paint and works that way offensively.
All you got,
I don't care.
All you have to do is foul him, Canada's free throws, or double team him, which is what Utah and Gonzaga showed to shut down the U shall not be named number one, the center for the Duke Blue Devils.
When you say shut down, what do you mean?
He can't score.
How many points do you have against Gonzaga?
I want to say 7 or 9. I can't remember. It was the last two games against the Gonzaga and Utah. He has not scored double-digit points. He's terrible.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's the God's honest truth. I swear to you.
Well, I hope they meet up with Cat.
Yeah.
I really do. I hope the dog meets up with Cat in the championship game. And wait, I can't say that because if I'm going to win the bracket, and I think I'm going to, and have you buy a steak and lobster for Jim Rich and I, then I'm going to have to do good on Kentucky.
No, because if Kentucky wins, you can't beat me because I also have Kentucky. You cannot beat me.
You'd shut your mouth if you knew it was good for you, honestly. I thought you had, no.
Here's the deal.
I'm going to beat you anyway because you don't have Duke. You have Virginia.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Jicky Jack, I get more points for having Duke show up.
I'm going to punch you right in the gonads.
You're a slap ass.
I don't look now, but this is a little inside. We're at Hubert's, by the way, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer and North Lakes Honey Ground Lager.
Oh.
Must have been a really long winter around these parts because I have seen, I want to say, I'm counting on two hands, the pregnant ladies that have walked into this place.
Well, you're right.
Long winter. Sam Ekstrom.
She wasn't pregnant.
No, I'm not talking about her.
Oh.
Sam Ekstrom, thank you, my friend. 105theticket.com, part of the Cold Omaha writing team. What do you have coming up this weekend? I know it's several days away. Sunday morning, you host the wake-up call with Cold Omaha on Sunday mornings right here on 105 The Ticket. Do you have anything planned for the show yet?
It's going to be baseball-centric, a lot of Minnesota Twins talk. We're going to try to get J.R. Graham, the Rule 5 pick who made the team.
Ooh.
Today, we're going to see if we can get J.R. Graham because Tom Schreier has a connection with him from University of Santa Clara. And we're also going to talk about the Final Four, which will have taken place the night previously. So we'll have the first reaction to the two Final Four games, and we'll preview the championship.
Very good, Sam. Thank you for your time. Thanks for watching us back at the house and making sure all these things go so smoothly. We got Ben out of the chair once, though. I think that was kind of a nice thing to have happen. But anyway, listen, next up is Minnesota on sports welfare. Well, interesting topic. Would you like to set that up?
651-989-9105, 651-989-9105. That's our phone number. Minnesota, the teams are always injured. It seems like there's some sort of curse.
Seems like
When it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves or the Vikings, who seem to be on their way back. The Twins seem to be on their way back. The Wild are the only team that is really exciting right now because they actually win. But there have been no championships. There have been big-named free agent signings. There have been lots of draft picks. And there hasn't been any winning. I mean, we only have two championships, four major sports professional teams here, which most cities of our size do not have the four major professional franchises in one city. We're on welfare right now, man. We're eating food stamps as our franchises.
I tell you what, I think a lot of them are on the upside, though.
They're all under 500, haven't won a championship in 25 years.
Yeah,
and there's only one team that's won championships here.
That's the baseball team.
We're cashing in our EBT for the Timberwolves, the Twins, the Vikings.
I agree. I totally agree with you on that. And I played for 9 of those Viking squads. Does it count if you get to the NFC Championship game? No, it doesn't, does it?
Nope.
Anyway, well, we're going to talk about that and just what kind of curse we're under and why so. You can help us out, 651-989-9105, right back here at Radioactive Sports next.
One and done. 1 hour of basketball talk every Saturday morning at 10 with Marcus Fuller of the Pioneer Press and Hardwood Rob.
Malik Ellison's the guy that I really want,
and he's the type of freshman that could come in. He might even start. I mean, he's that good. 6'6", the son of Never Nervous Purvis.
One of the all-time great nicknames, really.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Rick Pitino and Never Nervous Purvis in the stands at Minnesota games next year,
I'm cool with that.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 10. One and done. Basketball talk on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Feel that? Radioactive Sports. 105 The Ticket.
Just in time for April Fool's Day.
First minute that I saw you, I knew that I wanted to fool around with you.
This is somebody's idea of a joke, and I'm not laughing.
He's just fooling around.
It's a joke. Come on.
That's some kind of sick, twisted joke.
I have a joke for you. Knock, knock.
I'm not fooling anybody. What are you fooling? April Fools for you?
You shut your yapper. It's not done yet.
Oh. Okay.
It's been a lot. Yeah.
Mother Nature.
Tell us some of them other jokes you got.
Hey, school. I think we fooled them.
Quit fooling around.
No. Fooling around?
No more fooling around.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes. I get jokes. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Superstar Mike Morris, Ben Holson, we're at Hubert's.
Still not done.
Oh, still not? This sounds like an April Fool's joke on me. Is the bit still going?
No fool.
Now it's done.
Wow.
Now you can talk.
The extended version of that.
That's all you do is talk. No, I spent a lot of seconds putting that together, and so I wanted to make sure that it got played.
Oh, I wish you'd told me.
Victor from St. Paul on line one, he doesn't necessarily agree that Minnesota sports are on welfare. Victor?
Well, let's let him make his case.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Relatively well. Why are you asking all the questions? I ask all the questions.
Well, and here's the thing. I called yesterday and maybe like the day before. I listened to this show, as I mentioned, daily. And I think that you guys are overlooking a team. And I think the team that you guys are overlooking are the Minnesota Lynx. And I say that because, and I have to.
You're right.
They won a championship in 2011 and 13. So as y'all talk about teams that are kind of dry, the Lynx are one team that actually isn't. And, I mean, it's hard enough to hold their own in that regard, but to be overlooked by their home team, I mean, by the home state, kind of sucks.
Well, it's what happened, but I mean, Victor, I appreciate your call and love you to death because I think your takes are fantastic, and I love it when you call.
I don't think they're very good, really.
No, I do. I think he's brilliant. He might be smarter than both of us combined, which doesn't take a lot, but he's a very good guy. Victor, would you say the same thing if the Minnesota Swarm had won a championship? Would you be calling in and saying, you know, you're forgetting a championship by the Minnesota Swarm?
Not necessarily, no, because I don't feel like they have the publicity or they don't have enough limelight. And I feel like Minnesota, the link-wise,
they would have gone to a championship. Maybe if they would have gone to a championship, maybe they would have gotten had the publicity from Channel 4, 5, 9, 11. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why I get what you're saying here. The Lynx have won two championships. It's fantastic. I was talking about the four major professional franchises, but I completely get your point. We are proud of the Minnesota Lynx, but when it comes to making money and being one of the heavy-duty players in baseball, football, basketball, or hockey, I mean, there's been such a drought here in Minnesota. We're so proud of having these four teams in Minnesota. We want to have everything. We want to have the arts. We want to have the four major professional franchises. We want to have public transportation. Excuse me, the light rail. We want to have, this. I mean, we want to have everything here in Minnesota. Yet we have everything, but we're not great at anything. And that's why I think Minnesota sports teams are on welfare.
Great at phone calls.
He's kidding.
Fine. I'll
He's
take
kidding,
that.
Victor.
All right, I'm gonna hang up
your point. You know what? Thank you for your call. Just giving him a bad time. Not like me, but I have three daughters, and I used to take them to the links all the time. I wish I was taking them more and more. During the more recent years when they've been winning these titles,
but now that your daughters are older, you're not as cool as you were back in the day when they were younger.
Well, yeah, that. I never really was, to be honest. But I would say the Lynx, they bring a lot of fans through the gates, too. I mean, they really do a good job of putting them in there. When they had those two big runs, I mean, they were filling that place up almost. It was pretty good.
Still, on the Timberwolves' worst days, they get more fans than the Lynx do on some of their best days.
In the playoffs, they were really loading them in there pretty good when the Lynx were coming down.
I love watching the Lynx, especially in, what was it, last year, 2014, in the summer when they ended up losing the championship. But when they get in the championship, Simone Augustus and Lindsay Whalen, Janelle McCarville, and then Maya Moore
They're just stacked. Incredible. I mean, just an all-star team. They're fun to watch, and I apologize, Victor, for leaving them out because they have won two championships. You're right. I was mostly talking about the Twins who couldn't make enough money to feed themselves. That's why they're on welfare. They're taking EBT just to go get some government cheese down at the local corner store.
And the
Minnesota Timberwolves are absolutely worse. They're begging on a street corner for anything possible.
They're in a soup run.
But that's what happens, and I hate to degrade anybody or say bad things about people, but usually you're the cause of your success or non-success, and the Timberwolves have shot themselves in the foot.
Many times.
The Twins did a poor job and kind of lost what Terry Ryan had going with Bill Smith when he was the general manager. It screwed him up for a while, though people will argue and say Terry Ryan was advising Bill Smith that whole time, just as much his fault, although it seems interesting when Terry Ryan comes back, and I know it's taken a couple of years, but we're on the up and up again Ryan, and then the Minnesota Vikings were just miserable under Leslie Frazier. I mean, 2-3-13 teams in the 3 years that he had with the Minnesota Vikings, that was a pain in the butt. I mean, being a huge fan, watching our teams lose and be injured and cursed and all these other things, it sucks. And I want them to get off EBT. I want them to get off welfare. And I think, for the most part, all three of those teams, not talking about the Wild because they're doing pretty well themselves.
Did great last season, too.
They're on workfare. They're working to get out of welfare, which happened in the 90s. I don't even know if workfare is still even around. But the three professional franchises that are just god-awful the last couple of years are working their way back. And it's an exciting time to be around here in Minnesota sports, but they're still on welfare and they got to get off it.
This Minnesota Wild team has been fascinating. It's been a great talker here for at least half a season. It was dismal. I mean, I couldn't believe how bad it was looking, but what a change, what a turnaround. And to give us what they're giving us right now is just nothing short of fantastic. I would dare say I haven't seen anything like it in one season for a team to turn it around the way this team has. But it's been pretty fun to watch this thing happen. They've got the Rangers tomorrow night, and I'm hoping the best for those guys because they deserve it after fighting their way out of the hole. And Dubnyk, you are a savior, no question about it. Doobie-doo. The giraffe is awfully good at what he does. We got some Twins trivia. We need two contestants.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Timberwolves.
I meant to say that, didn't I?
You didn't say that, though. That's all right.
I just glanced down here. The Timberwolves.
And who's the one drinking beer?
I am root beer. But it's a Timberwolf a trivia contest. We need two contestants. 651-989-9105. Give us a call. We're going to play for four tickets. Any of the 2015 Minnesota Swarm home games, lower level. Swarm tickets start at $21. Can be purchased by calling 1-888-MN-SWARM or by visiting mnswarm.com. Plus a four-pack of tickets. What now? To Running Aces comedy show Saturday, April 11th with Shane Moss as seen on Conan.
The Barbarian. Yeah.
And so anyway, give us a call. Two contestants is what we need. 651-989-9105. Good luck, Sissy Pants. We're going to take a little break now. We'll come back and do that. Radioactive Sports.
The only pure sports talk station in the Twin Cities.
Oh, by the way, Minnesota Vikings already today signed quarterback Mike Kafka, and they've also signed defensive end Cesar Rayford. Both players worked out at the Veterans Combine. Do you have any idea who Cesar is?
I haven't heard of him. I'm going to guess he's going to get a chance to jump into training camp for about 4 days.
Yep.
And then he'll get to
hopefully
have some pictures taken of him wearing a Viking helmet.
Then he goes CP9
Nights. Then he can keep those pictures forever.
We're running a little bit late here, but we have to get to our trivia contest. We're joined now by
Daryl Crocker.
Daryl Crocker, a big Minnesota Timberwolves fan. He's wearing Timberwolves memorabilia here at Hubert's. And we're also joined on the phone by Mike from Minneapolis. Mike, are you there?
I am.
All right, here's how trivia works. What are we playing for, Superstar, by the way?
We're going to be playing for four tickets for any 2015 Minnesota Swarm home game.
And
I'll tell you what, there are four tickets down to Running Aces April 11th to see Sean Moss as seen on Conan O'Brien.
Perfect. Mike from Minneapolis, three questions, all of them multiple choice. You have the Superstar Mike Morris as a lifeline. We will get to you, sir, here in just one quick second. You'll be second. Are you ready for this, Mike?
I am.
Question number one, which former Piston and Laker bench warmer led the Minnesota Timberwolves in scoring in their inaugural season? Is it A, Sam Mitchell, B, Tony Campbell, D, Doug West, or C, Sidney Lowe?
That would be Tony Campbell.
Ding, ding. One for one. Question two, which former Minnesota Timberwolves player once tried to purchase the Milwaukee Bucks? Is it A, Joe Smith, B, Isaiah Ryder, C, Tyrone Corbin, or D, Christian Laettner?
Wow, I think I'm going to need a lifeline on this one.
Superstar? Which former Minnesota Timberwolves player once tried to buy the Milwaukee Bucks? Is it Joe Smith, Isaiah Ryder, Tyrone Corbin, Christian Laettner?
It was Joe Smith.
Mike, what do you think? Are you going to take the superstar Mike Morris's answer? Remember, he's an expert in football, not necessarily in basketball. The answer is Joe Smith, Isaiah Ryder, Tyrone Corbin, Christian Laettner. Superstar said Joe Smith.
You know, I'm going to go against him and say Isaiah Ryder on this one.
You were both incorrect. Christian Laettner tried to buy the Milwaukee Bucks. You're one for two, Mike from Minneapolis. Question three. When the Minnesota Timberwolves fired Flip Saunders in 2005, who was hired as the next head coach? Is it A, Dwayne Casey, B, Kevin McHale, C, Randy Whitman, or D, Bill Blair?
It was Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey is incorrect. The correct answer being...
I think it was Whitman, wasn't it? No, it was Kevin McHale.
It was Kevin McHale. That's down from the general manager booth and coached the team. Mike from Minneapolis, hold on. You got one out of three correct. We're now going to join the peanut gallery. What's your name again? I'm sorry. Dennis?
Daryl Crocker.
Daryl Crocker. Where are you from, Daryl?
Maple Grove.
Maple Grove. Good to have you here. Three questions, all of them multiple choice. You can use the superstar for one of them if you get caught up on one of them, obviously.
Sweet. Help me out, Mikey.
I'll do what I can. I'm not real good today, but I would have gotten that one.
Daryl, question number one. The Timberwolves have officially retired only one number in team's history. Which former Timberwolves player has his jersey hanging from Target Center? Is it A, Stephon Marbury, Pooh Richardson, Malik Sealy, or Christian Laettner?
It's Malik Sealy.
Malik Sealy is correct. You can't be helping him out here.
I didn't do anything.
Hey, God rest his soul, brother.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Question number two. What ad campaign was Kevin Garnett featured in by the American Dairy Association? Was it A, the Incredible Edible Egg, B, Got Milk, C, California Cows, or D, Moo Cow?
I believe it was B, Got Milk.
B, Got Milk is correct. You've already beaten Mike from Minneapolis. Daryl, hold on. One more quick question. Who was the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves before Flip Saunders took over the first time he was the head coach of the team? Is it A, Bill Musselman, B, Kevin McHale, C, Sidney Lowe, or D, Bill Blair?
Musselman, wasn't it? Number eight.
Incorrect. Bill Blair. Never heard of the guy, but he was the coach. Congratulations, Daryl. You are the big winner. Mike will get out of the two choices. What would you rather have? Four-pack of tickets to Running Aces April Comedy Show or tickets to the Minnesota Swarm? Any game of the season.
I'll do the tickets to the Swarm.
Okay, awesome.
That's a fun time.
Hold
That's
on just
time.
A second. We will take a short break and be back right after this on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
I'm starting to wonder if A-Rod and Lance Armstrong share the same brain. Somehow they'll always find a way to be the victim.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket. Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson. You're listening to 105 The Ticket.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day.
It's on April 1st.
Some people really, really get into April Fool's. They go crazy with it.
Take all the breakfast cereal out of the box, replace it with golf balls.
Well, that's a great April Fool's joke.
April Fool's!
April Fool's!
April Fool's!
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
I'm Jack Bauer. Who the hell are you?
I made a duty.
Does anyone there know I made a duty?
We don't get fooled again.
Is it not really that time of the day again, is it? Sam.
Maybe not. Oh, it's an April Fool's joke on us.
Sam.
He was going to send us packing so he could do 15 minutes by himself.
Just testing you guys.
You son of a gun, don't you dare. I mean, I was freaking out. I'm looking at the time like,
joke.
What's going on? Hi.
He was going to send us home and get, we would have been in trouble for management.
Of course we would.
For not finishing the show and doing 15 more minutes.
No.
Dang.
What do you want to talk about?
You know what, the bottom line, I'm going to talk about Adrian Peterson and this Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, my God.
Restructured contract of Tony Romo. I think it's fascinating, and I think it's very timely with the draft coming up that we talk about it, because we kind of all thought for the longest time that Adrian was probably heading that way if anyone was going to take a chance. And we said it several times that if there was anyone that could make it happen and really wanted it to happen, it'd be Jerry Jones. And I honestly think that there might be something to that restructuring of Tony Romo's contract. It loosened up.
Something up to it? I mean,
I think so.
Tell me the numbers and tell me that something is not up to it.
They have freed up $12.8 million.
Well, interesting. How much is Adrian Peterson going to make this next year?
12.75.
Wow. So 12.8 is bigger than 12.75. And
just
so
barely, but it does fit. It fits in there, yes. With some room left over, and I'm sure Adrian will ask for that extra.
Can the Dallas Cowboys put together, can they put together a package that would interest the Minnesota Vikings enough to let go of Adrian Peterson, not only to the Dallas Cowboys, who fleeced us, the Vikings, with the Adrian Peterson trade, and obviously Minnesota Viking fans will never forget that. And Rick Spielman said, I believe, earlier in the offseason, saying, we're not going to trade him to the Dallas Cowboys. Is there anything they can offer the Minnesota Vikings for them to say, wait a second here, that's too tempting to pass up. You can have Adrian Peterson, and we're going to take back whatever the treasure troll that we'll get from the Cowboys. Can they even do that? Is there anything out there that we want?
You know, I think it's about time we get some revenge back on the Herschel Walker deal.
But is that even realistic?
No, I mean, you'll never get a deal like that again. You'll never, ever see a deal like the Herschel Walker trade. But if Bill Polian is right, and he thinks that Adrian Peterson is worth two first-round draft choices, then, I trust what he thinks. I really do. And I thought when people were talking about, oh, Adrian can only go somewhere and only be worth a fourth-round draft choice. I was appalled by that. I mean, I know he's worth a first-round draft choice because the guy is gifted. He's so unique. You know he's probably going to be able to come back and be Adrian Peterson, the guy that shook off everything and came back and played hard. He's had a year rest. I like the idea of him drawing that kind of attention and those kinds of trades, but I don't want to see him go to Dallas.
No, I don't either.
Because that's the road to the Super Bowl. Guess what? Dallas looked pretty good last year, and adding Adrian Peterson, if he's anything like his former self.
And Greg Hardy, by the way.
And Greg Hardy. Won't they get along?
And so it's just funny, I mean, how both of them and the domestic abuse policy and all this stuff, they were both under that last year. Roger Goodell, who I think they're still looking into Adrian. I mean, Adrian Peterson still hasn't been reinstated back in the league, and the NFL and league offices are still looking into Greg Hardy's deal. However, if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're Jerry Jones, you don't have a running back right now. You just freed up $12.8 million. Adrian Peterson, $12.75 million. Their pick is 27th in the first round this year. With that star-studded offense and now defense, really, when you think about it, especially that offensive line, and then Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Adrian Peterson, Greg Hardy, Rolando McClain. I mean, you can go on about all the stars that they have on this team.
Yep.
In the cap hell that they're going to be in a couple years, it's do or die. It's win now or win never. It's the 27th pick in the first round. It's not like it's a high draft pick this year. And with that team, and you have to think that they have Super Bowl aspirations like any other team does, but their realistic chance of possibly going to the Super Bowl with that great lineup on both sides of the ball. So you would think that it would be another late draft pick again next year. Why wouldn't you offer him two first-round draft picks? And with those late draft picks, would the Vikings be satisfied with that?
I think you have to. With a guy like this that doesn't even want to come back here and play, it's a big question mark whether he will be able to come back and play and not get hurt again at his age.
Get rid of him, right?
You can get rid of him and get two first-round draft choices. That means we pick two first-rounders 2 years in a row.
Yep.
We're a team that's trying to get better quick. I can't think of a better scenario.
And that's what we've done, I mean, anyway. But we've had to trade and give up some of our assets to pick multiple times in the first round the last couple of years. Teddy Bridgewater, Anthony Barr, then Matt Khalil, and who was this? Was that Harrison?
Harrison Smith.
And then the year we had three first-round draft picks, Sharif Floyd and Cordarrelle Patterson, and I'm drawing up Xavier Rhodes.
It was
seven first-rounders in the last 3 years.
They're all still playing. They're all contributors. Matt Khalil has been shaky, to say the very least. He's got to come back and return to form, or I guess that could be the one black eye on all those draft choices you just named. But I'm puzzled by Jerry Jones. I mean, he had DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray is Adrian Peterson.
Well, he's not Adrian Peterson, but is he? He didn't come with that price tag.
Wanted Adrian Peterson.
Well, I know he didn't. That's obvious now.
That's why.
Look, I don't know if it's going to happen, but it sure looks as if though it's posturing to be just that. Is an Adrian Peterson deal to Dallas, and I can't wait because I think it's the right move. I can't wait to get another first round draft choice, which I'm sure they're going to pull out of him.
Yeah.
If not two. And yes. I can't wait. I'll tell you what, that would make my day. That'd be like Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
We'll be dancing in the streets.
I'll just take Trey Waynes, and I'll go ahead and just take whatever you want to do after that for an offensive lineman. And I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm singing.
Let's go.
Oh, no trouble.
Let's do it.
I think Adrian would be happier.
Who cares about Adrian's happiness?
But I do hate the thought of having him go down there and make them so much better. Because he does. He's going to bring a lot of punch if he's anything like his former self.
Yeah.
I should probably mention also that it's Wolves Wednesdays. They'll be keying it up against the Toronto Raptors here really soon. We're brought to you by our good sponsors, Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and the Honey Brown Lager, flavor of Northlake beer. It's on tap right now, on sale. So stop on by and just grab one of those, a root beer and or one of the Honey Brown Lagers, and stop on by and see us. We've got a few minutes. We can still hobnob a little bit. We'll come back with some sillier side of sports and a true superstar, and that'll do it.
On Deck Radio with Pete Wagner and former Twins Gene Larkin and Al Newman.
We have a new pitching coach, Neil Allen. How hard is it for a manager to hand that over?
As a manager in the minor leagues, one of the first conversations I've always had with my pitching coach is, hey, these are your guys.
It's a matter of trust, right, Al?
Yes,
you've got to trust your pitching coach, and you've got to give him your philosophy. But it comes down to getting people out.
Tune in On Deck Radio, Saturday mornings at 11. Wall-to-wall baseball talk on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Feel that? Radioactive Sports, 105 The Ticket.
Soupy doopy doop, first star, you are my favorite person in the world.
April Fools!
Just kidding. You're right here. Honest to God, besides my family,
that?
I love you to death.
You mean that?
No, I mean I love you to death. That's not an April Fools. Listen, my God's on his
I don't
roof.
Know. I, there's part of me that doesn't buy into that.
Well, feel like you're inebriated, but never mind.
You treat me like a jerk, I'll tell you that.
That is not true. That is not true. When I see you in public, I hug you.
That's true. That is true. I think it's all a front.
It's not a front.
You get off my lap, too.
No. Where am I going to sit? April Fool's, by the way, is today. There are so many different stories on a day that's filled with obviously hit or miss jokes. Did you see what the Seattle Seahawks and defensive end Bruce Irvin did?
No.
He opened the day last night. Well, first of all, it all started last night. I was on Twitter and I'm like, what the heck is going on with Bruce Irvin? He sent out a tweet last night apologizing to fans in the Seahawks organization for getting behind the wheel after having a few drinks. He said, quote, tweeted out, quote, before this hits the media, I just want to apologize to my fans and the @Seahawks organization once again. I made a terrible decision by driving after I had a few drinks. I will do everything to get your trust back and will become a better person after this, end quote. But then after 30 minutes of speculation, he tweeted out this, quote, how many of y'all thought I was serious? Ha ha, April Fools. Take it how you want, but I just don't see anything funny about joking about DUIs.
He's a stupid ass. That's what he is. He's a stupid ass. I mean, does he know what this day and age is? Does he not understand the importance of driving sober, getting a ride home, getting a taxi, anything but driving and getting behind the wheel after a few drinks? It's not funny. People get killed on the roads by drunk people every night. It's not funny.
No. Number two, Tom Brady has really allowed social media to bring out the jokes during him. He was doing some April Fool's type things. Usually provides Facebook fans with at least something funny once a week, really. But this morning, no different, with Brady playing off his recent pickup game with Michael Jordan, which was all over social media, by the way, in the Bahamas. The Patriots quarterback posted a photo of himself in a full body cast with the caption, quote, Jordan's crossover is no joke.
That's pretty funny. Did you see him jump off the cliff?
No.
He jumped off of, like, I don't know. He promised the Patriots he wouldn't do it again. He was out in the Bahamas, I guess, on vacation with his kids. They showed him. They buried him up to his neck in sand on the beach. Kind of a cute thing. Showed some pickup with Michael Jordan. That was the second thing. The third thing was he did jump off a cliff. I saw the whole thing start to finish, and it was a long drop. Here, we're talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback with some good years still left. It was too far.
Super Bowl MVP.
A little too high. A little too high, I think. I think they probably would have had a few words with him on that one. They're going to talk to him about that one.
In even more April Fool's news, Sage Steele. Love her to death. She's on SportsCenter quite
often. Beautiful gal.
Here's what she did to her kids this morning.
She has kids?
Yeah.
Oh.
She packed her kids lunch and gave them Oreos as a treat.
Okay.
Took out the white stuff in the Oreos and put in white toothpaste.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny, Mom.
Likely scarring them for life, obviously.
I have to think that maybe that's not the best thing to do.
But come on, that's a cool mom. You're like, Mom, my mom pranked me on April Fool's?
What if they ate the toothpaste?
I'm sure they did. It's not like you're going to die. It's not poison. You put it in your mouth and swallow a bunch of it every day.
I don't think you'd want to.
That is if you brush your teeth every day.
You wouldn't want to. Well, I don't, so I'm safe. But that's a lot of fluoride. I think it could kill you.
I don't think so.
Come on, Sage.
I don't think so at all. Finally.
Name. Great name.
First of all, let's be glad this wasn't worse. Did you see the hockey game last night where the guy's face almost got cut off?
His face was almost cut off completely?
Detroit Red Wings forward Drew Miller thanking his lucky stars for somehow escaping, seriously, his head being chopped off like an ISIS video. When taking a blade of ice skate directly to his eye area. According to Katie Strang from ESPN hockey writer, Miller did avoid any serious injury to the eye, coming away with the frightening ordeal with only a couple of lacerations.
Oh.
And why would mandating facial protection in the NFL be a bad thing again? I don't get it. But seriously, there was a guy, I can't remember who they were playing, but his foot came, he kind of went, his face went down and his skate went up to Drew's face, and honest to God, the skate was right here from the mouth, right by the nose, and right by the eye, and there's a cut right there.
That's so scary. I don't know how it doesn't happen more often hockey.
But good thing they don't wear face protection. They don't need face protection.
Well, no, they don't do that because they're tough. They're tough guys. The old guys say, no, we didn't do it, so you shouldn't be able to do it. And so they don't have protection. You can only wear like a half sort of cage over your eyes. But most of those guys don't even do that. So that's why they spit chiclets constantly, and that's why they have their faces rearranged almost nightly.
And finally, in tonight's sillier side of sports, the Cowboys, after redoing Tony Romo's contract, freeing up $12.8 million, which is interestingly just slightly more than the $12.75 million Adrian Peterson set to make next year. Sillier side of sports, but this is the report. That's why I'm putting in sillier side of sports.
Yep.
Cowboys are reporting that the Cowboys say Romo's restructuring has nothing to do with Adrian Peterson.
Of course not. Silly thought. Strange notion. That's because they don't want to get anything out there too big. I'm with Jim Rich. I think that before the draft, they'll spring on it. I mean, some teams are going to play into that. Dallas wants to be loaded for bear just for such an occasion. Look, they may not. I don't know how it's all one big game. Of course it is.
The Vikings are trying to extract as much value as they possibly can, and the Dallas Cowboys, Arizona Cardinals, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whoever's interested in Adrian Peterson, obviously trying to give the least amount of possible assets to get him.
They're
going to
play it down. They don't want to play up and let everyone know that they're interested in him. There's no way they're going to do that because more teams are coming into the table, and the money drives it up.
Yeah, nutty.
You don't get the player you want.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we talk to Dane Brugler, our CBS Sports Draft NFL analyst, and from NFLDraftScout.com. That'll be great. We've got a couple other things planned. I can't remember what it is right now. I've had too many. Excuse me. That was a wimpy burp. Had too many beers from North Lakes Brewing.
Yeah, you drank a lot tonight.
Excited and thankful for their sponsorship. Been sampling Honey Brown Lager and, of course, Killebrew Root Beer. Amazing. Superstar Mike Morris. Enjoy date night. Kiss your wife for me because I don't kiss her.
Well, I'm very happy that you don't.
Yeah, you don't want what I've got on these lips.
No, I know. And she says that about me all the time, too, because I've got scorching herpes right now. But it's what I have to live with.
Take us home, my brother.
We have Army Specialist Andrew H. Sippel. He is my true superstar that I've selected, 22 years of age, from Cary, North Carolina. He was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 8th Cavalry Regiment, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division out of Fort Hood, Texas. He died January 17 in Kandahar, Afghanistan, in a non-combat-related incident. Remember Army Specialist Andrew H. Sippel in your hearts and prayers, if you would, please, moving along through your week. You'll be doing us a big favor here at Radioactive Sports. Good night.
Radio 105 The Ticket.